Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. It's a new year, and we're right in the middle of our study of 1 Samuel. And we're talking about one of the most famous scenes in all of the Bible, David versus Goliath. And we now move to the consequence of David having heard Goliath shout all of these profanities and all of these threats to the army of Israel. So the armies stand at opposite sides, facing one another. And Goliath begins to shout first, not believing that Israel has treated him so disrespectfully as to send out this smooth-faced boy. But that doesn't keep Goliath from his intentions, and that is to slay David and let the buzzards pluck and pull at his intestines. Well, David matches Goliath shout for shout, but pay careful attention as to why all of this is taking place. Notice what it says in verse 46. David says, "This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. And I will give the dead bodies of the host of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air and to the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord saves, not with sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hand." So catch this. David is willing to face Goliath, who easily outmatches David in every physical metric that you can think of. But David is willing because David is convinced of God's honor and worth and faithfulness. And David knows God is committed to his own being known and glorified in all the earth. This story is not here so as to motivate you to face and fight your own personal giants. We were not created to be the hero here, but rather this is a story about God's plans for his global glory to spread and for his people to prevail according to his own arsenal in order to shame all of those who would come against him with such arrogance as Goliath, and for God to provide the man to do just that. God's plan for his global glory and his people will prevail according to his own arsenal, which today is the church making and sending disciples to all nations. As you pray today, please remember Garrison Orellana and his family, our national changemakers in Peru. And also remember the Hungarian LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Hungary.